So what made you choose the pistachio?
I was actually going to start.
I want to know.
Dude, the color was fire. I don't care what anybody says. And nobody had it, and it was great. And I was one of the first, because that color came out, I was one of the first ones to do it. But we'll get more into that a little bit. But there's definitely days where I look at my car, and I just don't know if I made the right decision or not on wrapping it, or if I should have just painted it.
Okay.
You know, you always have your pros and cons to everything, and I went the wrap route because I needed body work done, and I was just like, you know what, I really don't want to pay for any of that, so I just kind of did the body work and then wrapped it. I don't know. There's definitely pros to cons in both. I feel that wrap is definitely more temporary versus your paint being more permanent. So it really comes down to if you're set on a color or not.
So this is the second time you've wrapped your car,
I've wrapped
right?
my car twice now. And again, I don't know if I have any regret for doing it, but there's definitely times where I've looked at it and just go, maybe if I just did the body work and the paint, I would probably be a little bit happier.
So would you do it a third time?
No, I've already said that. My car is in desperate need of a new wrap. I think, what are we at now? 8 years going with the Gloss Light Pistachio. And to be honest, I don't know how it's even lasted this long. If you look out real up close, you'll see where the vinyl is fading. You'll see where it's cracking and just flying off the car as I'm driving it, which is every time I look at it, I go, oh, that there's something new missing, you know?
So what is it? The life on them is 5-6 years?
So when I did it, it really comes down to my car is outside all year round. The salt, the sunlight is always getting hit with it. It doesn't sit in a garage. So it definitely lowered that time.
Okay.
Which I'd say, what do they give wraps? Probably your cons to it. You're probably going to look at 3 to 4, maybe 5 years you'll get out of it. Versus, don't get me wrong, they have some new stuff now, that colored PPV stuff, which I think has 7 or 8 years lifespan that they're calling for. But I feel like it's too new to really make that assumption yet. You got to wait 10 years before you can see really how long it's lasted.
Well, yeah, if it hasn't been on the market long enough,
you know
how do you have market research?
Exactly. You don't have really any research to go about how long it's going to last. They can claim 7 to 8 years, but who knows, it really comes down to if the car's outside all the time, how mine is.
Now, leaving it on longer, do you run into any concerns where peeling of undercoat, clear coat underneath, does anything happen to the...
So this is probably definitely another con to it. When I went to go rewrap my car, the paint was not good underneath. So we went to go take off on the driver's side door, and I did peel up pretty much all of the clear coat when we went to take it off. And don't get me wrong, we went through the proper steps. We heated it up. We made sure that it was nice and, warm when we went to take it off. But I had some clear coat coming up on the corner of the door that I really didn't address before wrapping it. And once we went to take it off, it just took it all off with it. So going back, if I were to have to take off the wrap now, it would probably be impossible. And I'd probably have to take a sander to it.
Oof.
The roof is... It's locked on there.
One of those nice eraser wheels and just go to town, just taking layer.
Dude, it's a tough one. It's been on there for a while. And again, sitting outside all year round with all the different elements and the sun just constantly beating on it, never in shade. It's going to take your toll on it. But I guess, it really comes down to longevity of it, is if you're garage kept, if you're parked outside. I definitely feel like if it's garage kept, it's going to last a lot longer.
Of course.
Again, that always gives me back to that, should I have done the paint versus, doing vinyl? So I don't know. What do you think on that? What's your opinion on
that? Before we jump into that, I had a question. So for me, I've always done small pieces, vinyl on trim piece or an accessory or something like that. So a lot of times on interior panels or anywhere you have abutment, mm-hmm. you'll start to see panel, part of the vinyl raise or contact where they rub together as you get vibration from going down the road. Does that happen on the exterior of the vehicles? Do you ever see something coming up or
you'll
any
definitely
problems
with see
that?
It, especially, I've always saw it because I've smacked my front bumper everywhere. I don't know how to raise up the car and physically drive it. So I always tend to be smacking the bumper around to where the clips will break and something's rubbing up and where it shouldn't, and that's when I'll start to see pieces come up or rubbing on the fenders, on the corners, on the tires, because again, I drive low.
So
for no reason when I have air ride and I can just go and raise up. But no, I want to be cool, Mr. Cool Guy over here. But yeah, I've seen definitely if you look at my fenders where I'm rubbing, you'll see where it's starting to peel up or where I put clear vinyl to try to hold it down. But I'll tell you this, when I first did it, so your pros, you got pros and cons to everything. Again, like, oh, I could have done the body shop, but the body shop work could have been, you know, shot anyway. You know, yep. It really comes down to you get what you pay for when it comes down to that.
But that's why I'm a big person when it comes to paint. Like, I prefer the paint method for that reason. It's because you're going to put the time and energy in to have that base product be, you know, you put all your time, you know, what is it?
For sure.
Put 100% of the time into the prep work. You come out with 1,000% product or whatever it is.
100%.
So for me, you see a lot of that. They'll put that extra work in because the car is going to get painted. And I hate to say it, with vinyl, you can almost say, I can kind of cheat here and just use filler and then just throw vinyl over it and no one will ever know. And to me, that kind of irks me.
Yeah.
I think that when it comes to like our hot rodding, our customization of cars, like we should be making a product that is not only accessible, but just like quality. Like, you know, we expect something out of it. When I go to a body shop, I don't want the Mako paint job enthusiast standpoint.
Of course. But that's, again, where you come into your pros and cons to both right now. And I'm going to say it because it really does come down to both and prep work. And you can get a real shitty paint job just as much as you can get a real shitty vinyl work job.
Correct.
I was fortunate enough to have really good friends that were into vinyl. Voodoo Vinyl, shout out. I miss you, bud. Yeah, and the prep work that he did for it, and he treated it like it was an art versus I've seen some hack jobs, man, where you come in and you see corners popping up right away, you see bubbles, you see people over stretching.
Oh, no, but they had a rush to get the job done. Again,
That's always the excuse. Like, oh, we had to rush it to get ready for the show. It's like, why? You could have taken the extra 20 to 30 minutes, even an hour, just to make sure that it was prepped and done right. It would have been worth it. But when I first did my vinyl, I will say it, and I know I'm probably going to get roasted for this, but like I've always had people asking if it was paint. Like if a vinyl job is done correctly and properly and when it's prepped correctly, that thing could look just as good as paint. But you also got to look at what colors, of course, you're doing, because yeah. I'd always stuck with like the pastel colors, which was I felt better with vinyl to make it look a little bit more like paint. Because when you go into those real deep, glossy, and metallic-y vinyls, you can just tell it's vinyl from a mile away.
They don't have the depth
that
paint does.
Exactly. You know, like when you get into your paint, you get those nice, thick, clear coat, and you just see that depth. And when it's all polished, nice, and beautiful, there's nothing that beats it. But that's why I stuck with always like the pastel colors. And I think that's why I did that pistachio, because it could appear as paint without being paint.
I feel like with the vinyls, you can go two ways. You can go with the glosses, like you have like a pastel gloss or something like that, where it doesn't have a ton of metal flake, doesn't have a ton of character to it. Or you go to the extreme other end where you're talking something unique, either a printed vinyl where it's got like a camouflage pattern or something like that, or like even the brushed metals or something like that, where those were popular for a while.
Those were.
Because it doesn't require that clear coat depth that you would need with like if you did a really nice candy paint.
Exactly.
So a pearl where you're picking up a ton of light and ton of shadow in the paint, it's really hard to capture that same thing with a vinyl.
100%. And I'd agree with that. But again, like it really comes down to the color choices you're doing. Like there's so many different brands out there now. The colored PPF that's new, that really looks good. And can definitely be mistaken as paint if it's done correctly and you don't really see much of, you know.
But it's also a thicker material, so you might be able to be able to cheat a little, and that's where you're getting that depth
thicker,
from, because the color might be so saturated through the material that's where you're seeing that.
100%. But one thing that I feel always people don't understand is how much work it really takes to vinyl a car. Like you do got to take apart the whole car. You do got to vinyl each piece. You do have to put it all back together and make sure you're not having any gaps or, you know. So like, it's not cheap. Like people think like, oh, it's vinyl, it's cheap. Material alone, you're spending about $700 to $1,200 on just material.
So all in, so without any body work, let's say, if you were to go today and say, I'm done with the pistachio. So what, we're talking $500 to $1,000 to take it off, $500 to $1,000 to take off what's
to
there?
To be honest, for my car specifically, which I don't really want to give quotes on because I don't think any vinyl guy would want to take it off.
I think the guy would look and be like,
nah, man, it's just not worth my time or money to take this off type of thing. But you know, who knows? Again, you know, anywhere from $500 to $1,000, you're probably going to get charged to remove vinyl. But more just saying, like, even just to get your whole car done, especially if you have, like, a truck, like, you're going to spend anywhere from $4,500 and up.
Okay.
You know, you're looking at even those new PPFs with the colored PPF. That's probably about $7,000 or $8,000 to do a full car. And it's like right there, you're like, I'm getting close to my
paint job price. The problem is paint jobs have also gone up. I mean, that's the issue is everything has skyrocketed. But
100%.
But just to find, first off, to find a quality artist. When I say, you know, paint jobs, as I said, I don't want the Mako job, but to find a good quality, let's say hot rodder, let's go with like, and go into that category where they're going to do a really nice blown out paint job. You're talking $12,000 to $15,000 these days. And that's not counting if they do have to do paint correction to like body work or straighten out panels. And
you are,
or if you have rust or all of a sudden that bill goes up.
But that goes into, you get what you pay for. You're going to get a final product that's going to look amazing. That's going to last you a long time. That's going to last you longer than 3 to 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah,
you know,
this, I mean, is, as long as you take care of it. Yeah,
as long as you maintain it.
Yeah, you have to fix your scratches. You have to sit there and do all your polish work. And that actually, so upkeep, that's a big thing too. Is there a difference? Have you seen a difference in your upkeep schedule 100%. For your car?
100%. So with the vinyl, like, it's easier to clean. You can do your waterless washes if it's just light. You know, don't get me wrong, I have waxed it, you know, just to give it that shine back, which has helped. But versus paint, you know, like, you got to wash that in order, so you're not going to see
clay bar scratches.
You know, compound, you want to ceramic coat it. People do ceramic coat vinyl, which I always thought was weird. But people do it, and apparently it does help and make the, you know, the vinyl last longer. But, you know, that goes your pros and cons to everything, though. What I think one huge pro for the vinyl versus your paint, you get it done 20 times, even more than that, 200 times faster, because you can get a full car wrapped in 3, 4, 5 days.
Yeah.
Versus you're dropping off a car to get full strip, prep. You're probably not going to see that car for 2 years, you know? Like, they'll tell you a few 2 months, you'll get it done. But then, this came up. You're not going to see that car for 2 years.
I mean, that is the nature of the beast when it comes to something of that scale.
And I think that's why a lot of people do go the vinyl route. And I think that's why I did too as well, because it was my daily driver. I'm like, I had so many rock chips because I had a body shop repaint the whole front and like fill like my license plate holes. And it was just such a shitty job that, like, after, like, 2 or 3 years, like, the rock chips were just coming so easy. And I remember I went to Eurocracy in 2015. This was the last time the car was ever gray, was ever the OE color. I drove down to Eurocracy. I got there, and I looked at my front bumper, and the amount of rock chips, I was like, oh, man, this is bad. I got home, because it was a solid 8-hour drive, and I was like, this is when it was, like, really, like, you know, like, you saw, like, you could legit touch it, and, like, paint was, like, peeling off.
It was just, like, rocks sticking out. You have, like, a texture.
Not even rocks sticking out. Like, rocks were just taking away chunks of the paint. So, like, I remember on our way back from Canada, I got home, and I remember looking at the front bumper, and, like, there was, like, solid, like, big holes missing. And I was just like, yo, this, like, F that. I'm just going to sand it down, vinyl wrap it. And luckily, again, I had friends that helped me out a lot, you know. So I was definitely fortunate enough to have that, who had friends doing the, you know, doing the vinyl work for me, and, you know, me helping, of course, like taking apart the car and everything like that. But yeah, that car, oh boy. But I think that's really what your big perk is, what your big pro on your vinyl versus your paint, is that you can get it done 100 times faster and get your car back within 3-4 days, fully a different color. Versus your paint, that's going to take a lot longer.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't agree more on that. At first, I thought your car was actually Plasti Dip, so it's a good thing it wasn't Plasti. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, again, like I said, if you saw both colors, man, when they first came out, everyone always used to say to me at car shows, like, "Is that paint?" And I'd be like, "No, dude, it's vinyl." Like, I always was a little shocked when people asked, but when it's a proper job and it's done right, It really helps.
That it does get, it can get a little hard to differentiate when, depending on the quality of the job and things like that. Now they're starting to do the jams, so you don't even run into the problem again, where you used to have a different color jams and all that. That's all going away though. They found solutions.
I think I was fortunate enough because I had a dark gray car that like it helped with the door jams versus like it being white or red or like a blue. Yeah. And like once you open the door or pop your hood, like you see that.
Yeah, a pistachio green car with blue door jams. That would stand out slightly.
Even red. That was, oh my gosh. Christmas tree over there. But yeah, dude, like I don't know. I think there's definitely pros and cons to both. You know, of course, cost is definitely a big pro when it comes to vinyl. But even though, it's not cheap, I think vinyl can take a little bit of a more beating. But again, that comes down to your prep work and your body work too. If you got a thick clear coat on there, I feel like that thick clear coat is going to be a lot more sustainable to a rock.
But now, I was going to say, if you end up getting like a say something drags on the vinyl, mm-hmm. and you get that raised, you know, the texture I'm talking about, where it looks like it got gouged, mm-hmm. let's say. You have to peel that whole panel. There is no fixing that one spot.
See, again, you have ghetto ways of doing it. I've definitely done it. Like, okay. I've cut, like, little pieces, kind of, like, acting like touch-up paint and just, like, kind of, like, you know, just getting it in there. Like, if you look close enough, you see the seam, so, like, you know it. But, like, from far away or in a photo, like, you're not going to tell.
Well, it's a 10 feet away. You can't tell the
difference. But there's also – that's another big pro when it comes down to your vinyl. Like, say if, like, oh, like, I had to rewrap my bumper. It was done in 2 hours. Versus if I had to drop off my bumper to get done at a paint shop, it's going to take like a couple 2 weeks. Months, yeah. You know? Like, it's going to take a lot longer.
So I really think that it comes down to you're kind of getting what you pay for.
100%.
I mean, the better the quality of the vinyl, the better the workmanship that's done, the better that you're going to have an end result. And I think the same goes for paint.
100%. I've seen some hack job paint jobs too, man. And like, dude, it's...
too many to count.
Yeah. And like, don't get me wrong. Like, you could always say like, oh, I found somebody who could do it at a better price. But like, you're going to get what you pay for.
Yeah. A lot of times, that's where it is.
Horrid vinyl work. And I've seen horrid... paint jobs. It really is just, you know, I definitely think there's pros and cons to everything. I'm big on that. There's definitely pros and cons to both paint and vinyl. But it really comes down to what you're looking for. If you're looking for that a temporary color change versus your permanent color change or like, you know, permanent paint period. Because, you know, once you do it, like, you're not going to go and do it again.
Yeah.
Once you paint something,
you've made that decision.
Versus vinyl, you're like, oh, I'm very indecisive. I want to change this thing every 3, 4, 5 years. You know, like mm-hmm. I want to peel off this vinyl and do a whole new color and come out different, you know. But, you know, again, really comes down to what you're looking for.
So, most important question. What are we doing for lunch?
We'll talk about that in a minute. We'd love to get everybody's opinion. Drop down in the comments what you think. If you would vinyl your car, if you would rather paint your car, your pros and cons, if anything that we missed. And again, don't forget to like and subscribe. Appreciate you guys. Later.